MRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by BidOnFusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. Call us now at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630. We'll take your call. We'll dish your listing. We'll listen to your comment. We'll try to answer your question.
We'll wash your socks.
I draw the line there. I'm not washing nobody's socks.
I have no shame. I'll do whatever it takes.
All right, so Lee will wash your socks.
And I know some
while they're still in them.
And I know somebody who always meets the challenge of life and selling on eBay, and that's Claudia in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Hello, Claudia. She's known on eBay as Claudia's Deals for You. Hey, Claudia, what's your question or comment today?
A comment. I have a tip. I sell a lot of items, almost everything. I mean, I sell from cars to shoes. And in order to speed up my process, what I do is, depending on how much time I have during the day, I empty one of my memory cards and I make sure I have a full battery. And I'll sit there and take maybe, like about 50 pictures of different items, by a category. Like, I'll start with long sleeve shirts. Then I'll go into short sleeves, and then I'll go into jeans or pants. Hmm. And then that way I have this pile that all I have to do is sit at my computer, and then I'll list 10 of each.
Right.
So when I go into each listing, I'm only changing, and I go into like sell similar item, and I only have to change a couple of things because I also try to sort them by the size.
Well, see, that's what we're trying to get to also, is to have all the pictures done already. They're sitting there.
Right.
Right now what's happening is I'm doing listings and I have no pictures.
What was that? I'm sorry?
Right now I'm doing a bunch of listings and getting way ahead and we don't have pictures for them. That doesn't work out very well. I like your way better.
Yeah, you know, because then what I do is, like, I won't stop taking pictures until, like, my battery runs out. And then I know that everything that I have in that memory card is all the stuff that I have, like, in my pile next to my computer, because I have, like, thousands of items. And then I don't stop, like, I won't take any other pictures until I'm done with that memory card. And then I delete them, because I used to save them, and it was just taking out, you know, too much space. So I delete them, and then if the item doesn't sell, I keep everything on my unsold items. And when I get my free listings on the next month, I do completely new listings, and I leave those there. And as I get a promotion for free listings, either for fixed price or auction, then I relist all of those. So I end up, like, right now I have about 870 items listed. And that's the way I've been able to get up to that number.
So, Claudia, when you put something up auction and it doesn't sell, what is your next step?
I relist it.
Do you use the three free relistings? Do you use
and I try to figure out if my price, maybe my starting price was too high. And like just like your previous caller said, I don't do it so much for international, but like for U.S. sales, what I do, if I had an item for, I don't know, $14.99 free shipping, I've noticed that when I put like $11.99 and then I do $2.99 or $3.99 shipping, it sells faster. Because a lot of people just look at the price that they automatically think, well, I got to pay shipping anyway. So they go by the starting price more than the free shipping, or at least that has happened to me. So I just change a little bit of the format of the listing, but I relist it.
So you have free listing first?
Right.
Okay.
I do my 150 listings. I try to do those auction style. Because as you, I don't know if it happens to everybody, but I get a lot of eBay promotions and I do have a store. So I try to keep all those unsold items in the folder, like in the unsold folder. So that way when I get the free listings, all I have to do is just click a couple of buttons and my listings are up again.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. I like that. Well,
yeah, it works really well.
Claudia, what do you sell?
I sell everything. I've sold from cars to shoes. I sell new items, old items, vintage. Anything I can get my hands on that I think I can make, you know, a few dollars, I sell.
And how long have you been selling on eBay?
I've been on eBay since 2006, but I became like a full-time seller basically about 2.5 years ago. So it's been a while, and I do a lot of international sales.
Griff, her pictures are really good.
They are lovely, yes.
Yeah. Pictures very nice.
You know, I learn every day, and I try to listen to you guys via the archives because for some reason every time the show comes on, I'm doing something. But I listen to you guys all the time, and I've learned a lot.
Thank you.
A lot of you know, you guys are really good.
Do you get thrifting? Do you go thrifting? How do you find
Yes, I do that. Like right now, I promise myself I'm not going until November because I have a lot of items. But I ride a motorcycle with my boyfriend every weekend, and usually we'll go, like, if we see a huge yard sale, we'll stop, and it's good because I can only bring whatever fits on the, you know, the saddlebags or whatever in the motorcycle. So that stops me from buying a lot because when I go thrifting, I shop the whole store. And I do, yeah, and I found that the best places are the thrift stores from, like, churches. Those are the best.
Really?
Yeah, and there's one that by my house, they just started doing this 25-cent sale. So every month, whatever they couldn't sell out of that color of the week, let's say yesterday the color was blue and whatever they couldn't sell, the first, like, day of the month, they put it for 25 cents in a bucket. So I go there and I just go through the whole bucket and, you know, just quickly inspect that it doesn't have rips and that it's in a good condition and it's a good brand. And it's crazy. I mean, I get some really, really nice things.
Well, Claudia, my Southern Baptist relatives in North Carolina will be happy because you've just gotten me to go back to church. Thank you very much for your call today. You taught us a lot. We appreciate it.
Great, great. I'm glad I could help. Thank you.
Have yourself a good one. That's an example of a good eBay seller.
Yes, very much so.
Right there. She does it full time.
Yeah. So I have to say something about a tip that somebody gave.
Okay.
I was kind of keeping quiet about it. So the idea of using the those pouches, the envelopes mm-hmm. with the clear from USPS, they're only supposed to be used for custom forms, and that actually states that on the pouch.
Oh God.
So,
okay.
I understand what. It
you
saves
have
time
to
and money.
Say it on the air when it happens.
You can I know, and they're free, but you got to balance this out. I would not want to take a package to the wrong clerk at the post office and have them reject it because someone used an envelope, the pouch, the packing pouch, inappropriately. You can buy those, but I have a better solution. And the solution is to, if you're selling with any regularity, and I assume that this person was, if you're selling with any regularity, you should have a label printer. It solves the problem. You'll save a lot on ink because you don't need ink. They're thermal. You can buy bulk labels at a really good price. And I have a Zebra printer that I use. It prints out 4x6 labels. They are on an adhesive back. You don't have to tape them. They look very professional, very easy to read. That's my recommendation to anyone who sells regularly. In fact, to me, it's a no-brainer investment.
They sell them on eBay?
Oh, you sell. Of course they sell them on eBay.
Zebra printers?
Yes, they're the, I think it's the, I always forget the number. It's a Zebra. You know, I'm not good at label printer. And it's a very popular one is the LP2844.
LP2844.
I'm looking at one right now that's a buy it now for $185 with 1,000 labels. The thing is a damn workhorse. You can't kill it.
Okay. Is that a good price, you think, $185?
It says there's a 90-day warranty. They're refurbished. That's a good price for refurbished, yeah.
I think I'd rather have new.
I'm okay with refurbished. Yeah, I strongly recommend that. I really, 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 really recommend it.
Okay, John and I are getting it. You talked us into it. Hey, are you ready to do a listing dish?
Am I?
Okay, we love to do this. John in Colorado Springs is on the line with us. He's known on eBay as MOUNTANTQS. And he would like us to dish item number. You ready for this, Griff?
Yes, I am.
Okay, it is 2312. 9595-7123. That's 2312-9595-7123.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. So this is a... It's a pen. It's a Schaefer mechanical pen.
Faux mother of pearl.
Which means
beautiful,
it's...
Beautiful, really.
Yeah. It's a plastic like mother of pearl. It's nice. Mid-century, 1930 to 1950. So title looks okay. I get rid of the hyphens. They don't serve any purpose whatsoever. Schaefer, mechanical, pencil. What other words will we use there? I think that's enough, right? I guess. I can't think of anything else. So I'm going to say otherwise okay for the title.
Okay.
The pictures are great. I mean, it's hard to take a picture of a pen. It's a long, thin item. So how do you take it in a way?
Well, they've done a good job.
They've done a good job, I think. Hard to crop. I think it's hard to crop this without making, it's difficult to look at. But I think what they've done is really good. Even lighting, really nice sharp focus for the close-ups. Let me see. Can see all the details. They even got where I can see the branding, which is very tiny engraved font. Very nice. Great picture. So good for that. $19. Minimal item specifics. I don't know in this particular category how much you could put in there.
It says this pencil is in working condition as far as I can tell.
Let's get back to that in a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, you want to be...
John, we'll be with you in a second, honey, okay?
This segment was brought to you by Bid on Fusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. Give us a ring at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. This is eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required at Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
As an eBay seller, you need to know what's happening, when, and where. That's why we created the eBay Radio Seller Events Calendar. Go to ebayradio.com and click Archives on Demand. You'll find the Seller Events Calendar under the Seller Resources tab. For the full skinny, click on the name of the event. If you'd like to submit an event, click on Submit a Seller Event in the upper right-hand corner of any Archives page. Then fill out the web form. The eBay Radio Seller Events Calendar. It's what's happening for eBay sellers.
Can you believe these markdowns? What a great deal.
I know. I always check their clearance rack. Sometimes I find something for me, and sometimes I find something perfect for my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. Just last week, I shipped items to customers in Australia, Germany, and Brazil.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can tell which sizes and styles sell best and what each garment is worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to www.terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 276.
You have a niche and you need to source product. Where do you go? What do? Sunita Rai is known on eBay as top-rated seller Shry KH4. She has another tip for sourcing product.
Look up wholesale suppliers. Type in Google wholesale supplier of your item and see what comes up. Research them carefully because not all are equal. And the nice thing about like buying, you know, whether it's wholesale or liquidation stuff, is that you get multiple quantities of the same item. So that really helps because you list one time and you have 10 of the same item and it makes your life so much easier.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. Give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630. We are on the line with John from Colorado Springs, Mount Antiques.
I found something that maybe he should have had in the title.
What?
Where it says Tucky.
Tucky. You know,
it says Tucky on the pen.
It does?
You look at picture 1, 2, 3, 4,
oh, yeah,
Tucky. 5. It says Tucky.
Yeah.
And I just looked that up, and that means it's a special tuck-away pen.
Oh, yeah, you should have Tucky in the title.
And people look for that, so you want to put Tucky in the title.
Very good catch.
You're still with us, John, right?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. So you're hearing all this, right?
Yes, okay, thank you.
So the only other thing, the first thing I want to talk about is your description, and it says this pencil is in working condition as far as I can tell. Do they not make leads for these pencils anymore?
It has a very large lead, and I do not have one to test it.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, then there it is. So the appearance of the pencil is very good with only surface scratches. Yeah, there's a hardened rubber eraser. Those are usually no good when they're that old anyway. They crumble. I don't know about yours. Please look at my photos, blah, blah, blah. So then terms of sale are a little weird. The layout's bizarre because we're seeing bulleted items, but they're staggered. So there's something going on with the way the format is working for your bulleted items. Payment is due at auction's end, except that this is not an auction. So that's confusing.
Also, you say, please consider that most items I offer had a life before eBay. All items are being sold as found. I call all known defects. Did you mean to say I call out all known defects?
Yes, that I mention if there's a crack or such.
Yeah. So I would definitely change that, add the word out if you're going to keep that. That's okay. The details are as accurate as possible. Okay. All items are shipped within one business day. That's cool. Betsy pointed out that the next sentence seems German, or at least to me, because you've capitalized all the words, which is what they do in Germans, at least all the nouns.
You mean for shipping cost?
Yeah. You pay is the exact calculated cost for your shipping zip code. So I would change that to just...
Take out is.
Yeah, I might say shipping cost...
calculated for your zip code.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I might do that.
Yeah. Just say calculated for your zip code.
It's a lot of words trying to say a very simple thing.
Yeah.
And it might be easier just to say, I only charge the exact shipping. That's it. 30-day return policy, buyer pays return postage, and any refund is for the full purchase price only. What does that mean? I don't understand why you would write that.
It means there's no shipping refund.
You got it. So you can't do that. That's against the policy. So if a buyer returns an item, you have to refund their entire purchase price, which includes what they paid for shipping. You can't take the original shipping price out.
Well, thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah, because that could get you. If you get a persnickety buyer, they're gonna ding you bad.
Okay.
Refunds be made only after return shipment to and reinspection by the seller. Yeah, that's the standard. Feel free to contact me. Just use eBay messaging. That's okay. Feedback. I always return positive feedback. Bad message. I wouldn't even include anything about feedback. The best practice for every seller is once a buyer pays with cleared payment, you automatically leave positive feedback, and then you don't mention feedback ever again. But what that sentence says to a buyer is that you're not going to give them feedback until they give it to you. And I'm going to tell you, quite honestly, that pisses buyers off. I would definitely get rid of that.
Because they feel once they've paid, they've done their job.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have, if you think about it.
Okay. Well, I stand corrected with these things, and that's why I wanted to give you the listing to look at.
we're happy to help. And other than that, because your photos are really good and everything, I'm going to give this a 4.9.
Me too.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
And get that word Tucky into the title.
Yeah,
that'll make a big difference.
I think that could be important.
You don't think the backgrounds are too gray?
Well,
they're gray-blue. I think they're pretty.
Yeah, I mean, you could Photoshop. I mean, you could play around with them in Photoshop
them
or something and make them whiter, but I don't think you need to. I don't think there's anything wrong with gray.
Okay.
I see the blue in that gray, so it's pretty to me.
It's a cool gray, and I think what's important is the pen really stands out. That's what
it does.
That's what really matters.
See,
that
a lot
matters
of my
more
pictures are the same color in the background.
Yeah, I like it. I don't dislike gray backgrounds.
John, thank you, John.
Thanks, John.
You.
You're a good eBay seller. That's a good score. Thank you so much for calling.
I remember my dad had a whole collection of these when he was a kid. I have no idea where they ended up.
Oh, my.
Well, he had a lot of stuff that got...
If only we had known, darling. If only we had known.
Well, I was only five. I mean, I wasn't there when his estate was liquidated because I was 5 years old. But I do remember those.
You can give us a call at 888-RADIO-30, or you can click on the Contact Us button on the bottom of your eBay radio player to get in touch with us, as Trish did from Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
She's known as on eBay as Birdhouse-in-your-soul. So Birdhouse in your soul with dashes in between. And she said, yay, I'm going to the eBay in-person event in Atlanta. I can't wait. Then she has a question, and we'll answer that when we come back from our top of the hour break.
Okay, we will do it. And this segment is brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. We're awaiting your call at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. He on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
OMG.
You gotta be kidding me.
Those comments were overheard while watching people getting their yearly tax bill. At GoDaddyBookkeeping.com, we offer the No Surprises system. Each and every year, you'll get up-to-date estimated tax numbers with daily sales tax tracking, along with invoicing, time tracking, and estimates. GoDaddy's online bookkeeping offers the perfect package for eBay sellers with a tried-and-true eBay track record since you used to know us as Outright.com. It's a great set of smart online bookkeeping tools at a truly remarkable price, just $9.99 a month. Best of all, you can sleep easy about your tax needs because GoDaddy online bookkeeping makes it as simple as turning on your computer.
Holy moly guacamole.
To find out more about the No Surprises at Tax Season system, go to Outright.com and get started today.
Shipping between 1 and 5 packages a day and still looking for that perfect shipping sweet spot? You should be spending time growing your business, not seeking out shipping solutions. You can quit looking now because Andesha's services rock. When you need USPS shipping labels and tracking services, Andesha's integrated system imports orders and information directly from your account at eBay. The efficiency is breathtaking. The automatic discounts and qualified postage rates will also tickle your fancy. And La Peace de Resistance, you can proudly brand your company by featuring your logo or message on your own customized shipping labels. And at the end of the day, when the goods are safely on their way to your customers, you'll know you've chosen the best. Andesha.com. There's a 30-day free trial waiting for you now at ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio. You found your shipping sweet spot.
When eBay seller David Hutchinson needed cash for his business, he turned to CabbageWithAK.com. He says he compared Cabbage with other companies.
The interest rates were considerably higher, more red tape, in that they don't understand what most e-commerce businesses do.
He explains why Cabbage is better than the others.
Well, they finance the actual user. They don't base everything on just the numbers. They want to know more about the business. They really want to know what your challenges are as an e-commerce seller, how they can potentially fill some of the gaps.
He says it didn't take long to get his cash.
Instantaneous. It was a matter of minutes.
How was David's cabbage experience?
It's a good source for me, kind of a bridge between me tapping into my lines of credit for smaller purchases. It's absolutely great for quick buys on tools that may crop up when I don't want to necessarily take it out of a reserve account.
For more information, visit cabbagewithak.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you.